Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one starting in the NFL. Week one begins tonight with the Seahawks hosting the Cardinals. Kickoff is at 8:15. Over to the Panthers, who beat the Hurricanes 4-2 in a preseason matchup. The Cats will continue the preseason on Monday when they host Carolina. Over to the Marlins, who fell to the Phillies 11-1. The teams will meet for the rubber match tonight with the first pitch at 6:05 from Citizens Bank Park. And in soccer, Inter Miami beat New York City 4-0. Next up, Miami will head to Toronto on Saturday. Joe and Bo, it's giveaway time here. Let's have the birthday boy give us a caller number.
Six.
Caller number 6-305-567-0560. You got a four-pack to Beer Fest on Saturday.
I'm afraid to ask you what the six is for. Don't tell me you got 6 years left or something. You can get me all freaking bummed out.
I just pulled it out of my whatever.
All right, good. Mm. That's Saturday night, right?
It is Saturday night, yes.
Good, man. Good stuff. New York Mets in town for three, and that'll do it. By the way,
Marlins made a good dash at it,
man. They did, man. I got to tell you, they feel like they made the playoffs with that group to almost get back to 500.
You know, Steve Goldstein and I went to one of the games. A friend had something right behind the home plate.
Yeah,
and it was perfect. It was great, and they were so bad. There was I think it was like an 8-0 game. The other team hit four home runs or whatever, right. And you're going such bad back. But then all of a sudden they caught fire, and made a pretty good run at a wild card spot.
You know, they had their times where they went through a little rough patch, and then they just bounced right back.
Yeah.
Take 10 of 11 like they did till last night. The Phillies hit 8 home runs, by the way, against them in that 11-1 loss. But anyway, yeah. So, hey, Bo, we've got a lot of other stuff going on here as well. And we've got, for Canes fans, tomorrow night, Florida State going to Virginia before they play the Miami Hurricanes. It'll be the Miami Hurricanes, actually, first ACC game next week. They haven't played an ACC game yet.
So you know, you got to want Florida State to win, right? Just for the matchup.
Yeah.
You don't want someone with a blemish. You want to come in there just, all the guns blazing, man.
This game. I want to see the best of Florida State.
Yep.
And by the way, no matter what, you're going to get the best of Florida State next week anyway.
I tell you, Florida State looked really good.
They did to Alabama. Ooh, that wasn't a break here or break there. That was an ass whooping.
Yeah, we're darn right.
They got after it. So, boy, that team from really good, undefeated and really good, terrible step back last year. And then to be so good again. So we'll see what
That's like going back to the old good days when every year it was Florida and Miami.
How good were those?
Those games.
It was every year.
Every year.
One versus two, one versus three, two versus four.
Yeah.
Right off of that. And then sometimes whoever'd lose would come back and somebody won the championship, the national championship after losing.
Yeah.
Ran the table. And then there were some years where the Canes, nobody was playing better at the end of the year. And I thought that Sugar Bowl team that Butch Davis had, that beat the Gators in the Sugar Bowl. Nobody in the country could have beat them.
Yeah.
I know they lost the game early in the year, but nobody was going to touch that team. And by the way, after that, Butch left, and Larry Coker had two of the best teams in college football history.
Yeah, Too bad they didn't have a better coach. It would have, they'd have had another three championships.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Look, Larry's a good dude. A good
Larry's guy. A good guy, yeah, but look at, I, this gets some of the former, his players upset. He wasn't a very good coach.
No, no.
He just babysat that thing. Yeah. He was smart enough to babysit. Hey,
yeah, let me just not mess it up. You know?
And by the way, people hate this, but Larry Coker was a babysitter and was smart enough to let Ed Reed and Ken Dorsey run that team and not get in the way and run the same system. And they won a championship. And honestly, they should have beat Ohio State for the second one as well and came up just short. Anyway, so we got all that. I can't see if Woody, we good? We got you, anybody with me?
No, I just finished the giveaway, Joe. Congratulations to Rodolfo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for you.
Congratulations, Rodolfo.
Yeah, I needed a second here.
Okay, man.
Rodolfo from Tamarack is going to the game.
All right. Four-pack, are we done? We got more for tomorrow.
There'll be more tomorrow.
All right, good.
Right back with you here with your, your thing.
All right. We're going to get Chef Andre on here. Catch and cut. Los Olas. But what is it? You told me it's just about...
It's about
stone crabs.
Almost 3 weeks to stone crabs. October.
How do you get the whole stone?
I believe it's October 17th.
Is it hard to find stone crabs and to bring them in, or no?
No, it's stone crab season. I mean, the season opens and well, don't they do the don't? No, that's lobster season,
crabs, man.
But I know they start. Yeah, there's a season for it, and the season's coming up, and we're diving into it head first. You know, we did a little bit of stone crab when we opened up the restaurant last year, but we're going in a big way now with stone crab.
All right. Well, you don't change any of those delicious steaks.
No. Those Chicago steaks aren't going anywhere.
We don't want to mess with that. And anyway, so we'll have Chef on here for a second. I do want to tell everybody, though, if you got, you're getting ready to go to dinner and you're going down to Los Olas area and looking for a new place, Catch and Cut is really, really good. And you will be real happy. The people that work there, Chef Andre is the key to the whole thing.
I got to tell you, Gene the Dream's a little upset with me.
What about?
Well, when he was here, I called him a blowhard. I was just making I was just pulling names out, pulling words out of my ass, you know. And
right.
And he took it to. He goes, "When did you call me a blowhard?" And then,
he took it hard.
I go, "Oh, it's a radio show, you know."
See, I can't see anything bothering Gene the Dream.
I think he came up to me, and I think I saw a little teardrop come out of his eye.
You know, Bo.
You called me a blowhard.
Bo, I can't imagine
Gene the
Dream.
And then he came back to my table again, and you called me a blowhard. You know?
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't like it.
Man. Gene the Dream, nothing bothers Gene the Dream. I'm shocked. Chef Andre joins us right now. Chef.
The chef knows that Gene's a little sensitive, right?
I did not know Gene the Dream was a little sensitive besides being a... unbelievable what he does, but anyway, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So Gene and I were trying to think what we can do for you. So I called Milpenis. I looked up their top restaurants, and I called the 24-hour Cock-a-Lot Diner. And, I spoke with Chef Dick Henry. He said he knows you.
Don't bring up the girlfriend. I'll lose it. Do not bring up the old girlfriend.
Is Tommy Nuts still running the show there?
It was Chef Dick Henry. He knows you very well. So I was asking him, you know, what are some of the most famous specials? And he said, don't worry, Kim knows what they are.
Yeah. Oh, no. He gets back to Milpitas. There's a guy who never forgets his hometown. You start talking about
it. We used to have good steaks there. Salisbury steaks. That was
right. Same ones we had twice a week.
You're darn right.
Yeah, same one. Hey, Chef Andre.
No, no, no roadkill around your Milpitas.
No, it got
scooped up as soon as their last breath came out of that lungs. They were scooped up. Man.
Oh gosh, Chef Andre, you got to get us caught up. What's going on? Catch and cut. Bo just told me stone crabs here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we got stone crabs. They'll be in the restaurant October 16th. We're doing a big kickoff lunch on October 17th. October 19th, we're kicking off our new revised brunch, which is going to feature heavily influenced on sushi and champagne. You know, we got a lot going on. We're already talking about New Year's, what we're going to do upstairs. So we got a lot going on in the restaurant, and the restaurant's starting to pick up nicely. So we're doing really well. We're excited for the fall season going into the winter months. So I think we're going to do really well.
So, yeah. Chef, I know there's a lot of restaurants around that serve stone crabs, and they keep the ones from when the season was over and they freeze them. And bring them out like early in stone crabs, but but that's not the case there, right?
Yeah, there are restaurants that will serve stone crabs year round, and obviously they're frozen during the summer months. And, you know, we made a commitment at Catch and Cut, like the last day of stone crab season, the last day we had fresh crabs in that restaurant, and we'll have fresh starting October 16th. I refuse to serve frozen stone crabs over the summer months. It's just not right for our customers.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, everything is just so fantastic over there. By the way, don't worry about parking. I know Los Olas parking is not good, but it sure is when you got valet parking. It sure makes it nice. There's no question about that one.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. We do have valet right outside the restaurant, so it definitely benefits our customers greatly.
So before you came on, Joe asked me, do we need to, didn't we make a bet with Chef Andre? I said, yeah. He goes, did we lose? I go, no. It's a two game. It's got to be a sweep.
Oh, I'm glad
we got to be a sweep for the loss. So we're one
Chef
down.
Chef Andre, man, that should have never happened. Gosh darn it.
Listen, there's some bright points with the Patriots, and I just don't see the bright points with the Dolphins right now. But, you know, that's the beauty of football.
Anything things can change.
Chef Andre, if you do what you guys did last week and turn it over five times, we got a shot there, brother. Don't you worry about
tough.
That one.
That was tough. And I was up there for the game, and it was tough to watch.
Yeah. That was tough. Chef, great having you, man. Thank you so much for coming on. We just wanted to get caught up there. Thank you.
No, I appreciate it. Have a good one, guys.
Hi, guys.
Chef Andre joining us here from Catch and Cut, man. Make your plans. If you haven't, looking for a new restaurant, it is really, really good. You'll love the people in there. Absolutely first class. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. We got to catch up with Perk, man. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel here in this 9 o'clock hour. Right now, I want to talk about Dr. Barry and his staff. Listen, a lot of guys get off the road. It happens. You go through some tough times, a little breakup in a marriage or a relationship to losing the job, things just changing a little bit in your life, and you just can't get back to where it used to be, and you're trying really hard. Getting in a funk. It's okay, man. Dr. Barry and his staff know how to help you. We're always talking about a game changer on the field, but here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team that they have and innovative treatments like ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy, Dr. Barry and his staff have it for you. Recovery Unplugged. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, yeah. It is the big fella, Kimbo Camper, who's in with us this morning's birthday. Happy birthday, Bo.
Thank you. Trying to forget him these days.
That's all right. Don't bring up that thing.
I'm not.
How many years you have and all that stuff. I know. You told me, you know, to come me out on your birthday. Don't do that. Hey, so
I just walk around with a blood pressure cuff everywhere I go.
Yeah, right.
I think it's part of my shirt now.
Don't worry. Since we had that ablation done, I got checked. I was with the cardiologist yesterday getting that all checked
good
and all that stuff done. So, Bo, We got a game Monday. I feel good about the game. I know. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I feel – listen, whatever problem
when
we have –
When was the last time you didn't feel good about a game?
Buffalo.
I feel like you always feel good going into these games.
What game did you not
– I didn't feel good about
Buffalo.
I might say good or bad. I didn't feel confident going into Buffalo.
Okay, did you feel good against Colts?
I felt pretty confident going against Colts.
I did too.
You know,
Daniel Jones was not supposed to be a lifetime backup.
And then New England
quarterback for
you
Jones.
Guys felt very good about New England.
Then New England, I felt okay. I felt okay.
Good. I felt real good.
Yeah, but after that,
I felt real good.
But after,
he's proving the point. You feel good going into every game.
After the Colts, I didn't feel so. You know, I was a little trepidation there going into New England.
Wait a second. This guy's taking shots at me again. I never felt good about the Buffalo Bills game.
No.
No, I have that. Well, no one feels good about the Buffalo game. Don't start stuff making it up. Nobody feels good about that one, but you just generally, when we go into these games, you're blindly optimistic.
Well, look, I'm
the Jets, they haven't won. They've been terrible.
I think you could probably make the same argument about the Dolphins.
I'm not talking about how bad we are. Under the lights. And how many of those how many of those rivalry jerseys, Woody, have you bought to try to get Joe to bring down and get autographs or something on?
They are cool.
I'm pretty much old school, but I kind of like them.
You know what I think
under the lights too.
I just
want to
win
good.
The freaking game. I just put on all white if you want. I don't care what color you
this
go.
This is
on
a big breakthrough, by the way, that he likes the jerseys.
I do.
I usually come in here and just complain. Oh, it's just another way for them to. You know, take people's money.
Well, look, the whole league's doing it. That's what it's about. You got Major League Baseball looking like they're wearing softball uniforms out there. You know, all these different colors that don't even their color scheme.
Yeah,
right?
Not even close. Some of the NFL teams are
Boston
so
Red
far
Sox
away.
Wearing yellow jerseys.
Oh,
come on,
that?
Please.
That was a bad one.
To puke when I saw that.
That was bad.
Puking my clam chowder.
And people were out there. Probably buying it. That's the sad
no doubt.
Part.
Yeah, Woody bought a couple.
Any other things grinding your guys' gears this
Anything
morning?
Anything else or? You want to get off your chest, there, Bo? Before we go to Chris Perkins,
jerseys.
I'd like to get the pressure off my chest. Like I'm feeling a little bit because I didn't go to the cardiologist.
There you go.
Other than that,
now you got me. You're the one that got me all worked up to go see the freaking guy. You got to get checked more and colonoscopy and all that stuff. Anyway,
let me go get my blood pressure real quick. See what I am. Where I'm at.
We're gonna go with Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins.
Chris always gets my blood pressure up.
Perk gets it going.
Yeah,
Perk gets it going. Skinny waist and
big butts.
Big butt. And
I'm not talking about the bakery and
no. No, you're not. You're not looking at that one. All right, we'll have that next. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home. Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.